brothers James and John and Rob are in the building. Amen. Always a pleasure to see them. Quentin, my man, good to see you, Quentin. Good to see you. But also, we want to thank God they brought folks with them today. Amen. And so we want to thank God for Ron Owens and for Andre Long. Amen. Where they at? They just raise their hands. Amen. Come on, y'all give God a hand clap. Show this family right here. Amen. Show the brother some love. Show the brother some love. We want to thank God for them being in the building on this morning. The domino effect. I remember when I was a young boy, and I remember I used to love to play this game called dominoes. Anybody remember dominoes? Anybody? Bones? Amen. And I remember let me be honest. I didn't necessarily play the game dominoes, but what I would do was I would set up the dominoes throughout the house, throughout my room, going around the table in the living room. I would set them up in the kitchen, and I would have all these dominoes that would stretch from my room all the way to the kitchen, to the living room area. And I remember I would go back to my room where it all started, and I would hit that first domino, and I would follow it as it would hit every other domino, and it would go all. Don't act like y'all know what I'm talking about. I would walk around the house just watching them fall. And you know, you get mad when you get to that one that don't fall, that one that don't. Because what you got to do, you got to set it back all the way up again, no matter how far. And the thing I loved is how one domino could impact all the other dominoes that were in its path. And even though it wasn't that specific domino that touched the other dominoes, it was the understanding that because the first domino moved, it then impacted everything else that was around it. And what made me think about dominoes is that as we talk about this good news, I think it's important for us to see ourselves the same way. That all good news isn't about us, but it's about being present to share that good news, that those who are around us, those that God has put in our paths, can be impacted, and can be touched, can be affected. Wherever we find ourselves, we should be asking ourselves that question. That right where I am, in the midst of what I am experiencing, how can I be a domino? How can I make someone around me their life better? How can I be used by God to help encourage somebody who I see every day? How do I become a domino so empowered that my touch affects and impacts somebody else's life? You see, this good news that God shares with us is not a good news that God expects us to keep to ourselves. The good news only becomes relevant and significant when we let others know about the good news that we've been given. We never know what someone else needs to hear. We never know what someone is desperately searching for, what someone else has been asking God to share with them. And when we are dominoes, we recognize that God wants to use us to share the good news. It is our responsibility, it is our duty to make sure that the people that are around us get touched by a domino so that they know in the midst of all the fake news that there is a good news that can give them hope, a good news that can increase their faith, a good news that can give them a level of expectancy that God is still God and that God is still able to work in the midst of whatever they're going through. Tell somebody, I just want to be a domino this morning. I just want to be used by God so that when God touches me, that I touch somebody else. That when God blesses me, that I bless somebody else. That when God shares the good news with me, that I share the good news with somebody else. I get nervous with folks who come to church only looking for a word for themselves. Get to church and say, I didn't get a word this morning. Could it be that God sent you a word not for you, but God sent you a word because he was going to bump you into somebody that needed the word that he gave to you this morning? Look at somebody, tell them, I'm just trying to be a domino. I'm just trying to touch somebody, impact somebody, that whoever's in my path going to feel my presence, that when I come into the room, the atmosphere going to shift, that somebody going to know that God's been good to me, because I'm going to tell somebody how good God's been in my life. And I believe that when we look at this text about this good news that the shepherds were receiving on this early morning, there's some things, some lessons I believe that we can take that can help us be the dominoes God has called us to be. The first thing you got to remind to tell yourself is that all good news ain't my news. Look at somebody, tell them, it ain't all about you. It ain't all about you. In verse 15, it says, when the angels had left the shepherds and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. You see, whenever God shares with us good news, it should always move us to see how we can be a blessing for somebody else. If y'all can help get that ring out my ear, I can't do that all day. Amen. It should help us understand and cause us to not only look at what we can gain, but more importantly, how can we be there for someone who may need us in the midst of what they may be going through? That's what I love about the shepherds. The shepherds did not go to Bethlehem because of the good news about them, but they went to Bethlehem because of the good news that they have been given about somebody else. And the problem is that we have bought into a culture and a society that makes us believe that the only good news is my news. But if the good news is only about you, it's already become fake news. Because God sends good news not just to bless us, but God sends good news so that we can be a blessing to somebody else. So good news ain't only our news, but good news is being able to be present for somebody else. Okay, let me try to make it plain for y'all. There's a certain sister who learned this lesson on this past week the hard way. She y'all may have heard of her, this sister. She's still a sister because she learned she was still a sister. Her name is Omarosa Manigo, and she held the position as the Director of Communications for the Office of Public Liaison for the Trump administration, before she was fired for the fourth time by her boss, Donald Trump. Yes, I said four times. Three times on The Apprentice. 2004, 2011, and 2013, Donald Trump told her, you are fired. And now, on this past Tuesday evening, she got the news once again because it appears that she is a glutton for punishment. And I believe the problem was she had a case of the good news is only my news syndrome. That makes you believe in the hype that everything good has to be centered around you. So you don't see or take care of anyone else but yourself until the good news turns into your bad news. And then you want everybody to sympathize with you, even though you could care less about other people, which is what got you caught up in the first place. So save the crocodile tears, because I don't want to see it. Because the reality is that sometimes we choose the wrong side, because we feel like choosing a side puts us in a better position to receive all the good news that will only be beneficial to what we want. I'm trying to help somebody here, because this ain't just about Omarosa. That word was for you. You see, you have to be careful of folks who only celebrate their own good news, only show up to their own weddings, their own birthday parties, their own bridal showers, their own house blessings, their own graduations. But for some odd and strange reason, they can never make it to support you for anything that's happening in your life. But you got to be clear. The good news we receive about others should always move us to do something for somebody else besides ourselves. At least show up and be present. I'm trying to help somebody here because sometimes we don't show up because we say what we don't have. But let me help you here because I need to differentiate between the shepherds and the wise men. The wise men came bearing gifts, and they showed up when Jesus was about four. But it was the shepherds who didn't have nothing, didn't have much. But when they showed up, they had an encouraging word. When they showed up, they had support. When they showed up, they let the person know that I'm here with you. And sometimes that's the best thing you can do is show up and just be present and let somebody know I got good news that God is still able, that God can still work things out. God does not just need us to be receivers of his blessings, but God needs us to be vending machines of his goodness. In other words, vending machines that don't cost nothing. That when somebody touch A5, they ought to get some good news. That when somebody press, no, I don't need Doritos, I need B3, they ought to get good news. That when somebody touch C7, they ought to get some good news. That when somebody puts their hand on D5, that you ought to be able to tell them something that God has done for you that can help to encourage them and make them feel like God is still able. Is there anybody here that can just be the domino that God has called you to be? I just want to share some good news. First thing is you got to remember that all news ain't your news. But the second thing you got to tell yourself is that the good news is always put in good hands. Look at somebody. Just matter of fact, just look at your hands and tell them it's in good hands. It's, God tells us good news because God is entrusting us with the good news he gives us. He expects us to know exactly what to do with the good news and who needs to be blessed by what God has shared with us. God knows precisely the reason he has allowed us in on this good news that he's given to each and every one of us. The thing I love about this text, it isn't what is in it, but it's what's not in it. Y'all know me, I'm a preacher, so when I went to my preaching classes, they used to always say, don't just look at what's there. But sometimes you got to look at what ain't there. Okay, let me help y'all here. It says in verse 16 that the shepherds found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Y'all already missed it. Because I'm looking at what ain't there. So for me, the most logical question that I never asked myself until this past week was how did the shepherds know exactly where to find baby Jesus? And y'all got it mixed up. Y'all think about the wise men. There was no star in the sky that there was for the wise men. There were no directions given. There was no Google map provided. There was no GPS on the camel. Now all there was an angel that gave them good news that Jesus had been born. But as we dig deeper, we realize that God didn't just arbitrarily pick the shepherds, but God knew that the good news was being put in good hands, and they would know not only what to do, but how to get there. Let me help y'all here. Can I go somewhere for a minute? Because in order to find the answer, we have to leave the book of Luke. We got to put ourselves in the book that was written 750 years prior in the book of prophets, Micah, the 4th chapter, the 8th verse. It says, as for you, watchtower of the flock, stronghold of daughter Zion, the former dominion will be restored to you. Kingship will come to daughter Jerusalem. Okay, y'all still looking at me like I'm crazy. If you don't mind, I'm going to stay here for a second because I need to teach this morning. You see, the Tower of Flock is the Hebrew phrase, Migdal Edar. It was at this watchtower of the flock that the fields outside of Bethlehem became the place where a special group of shepherds raised the lambs that were sacrificed in the temple. Stay with me. These special shepherds apparently wrapped these lambs in swaddling clothes to protect them from injury. These shepherds, being under rabbinical care, would then strictly maintain a ceremonially clean stable for birthing baby lambs. It was Migdal Edom that Micah 4:8 tells us was the special table that we now jump into Luke and find Joseph and Mary in the second chapter. So who else would the angels have told but some special shepherds who knew the prophecies and knew that the Messiah would be born at the watchtower of the flock? Good God Almighty. In other words, it wasn't happenstance, coincidence, or merely fate, but it was all a part of God's greater plan because God already knew what God was up to. And we need to be clear that there is good news that God is providing us with every day, that he's expecting us to already know what to do with it, who to bless with it, who to provide the information that God has given us, because God always puts good news, look at somebody and tell them, in good hands. That's why we got to be careful to never put down our noses at the good news that's being given by people who may not look like we think they ought to. Folks who don't always have the certain kind of background or educational degrees, but God will use folks who don't look like they got what it is that you need to see whether or not you'll be humble enough to accept the good news no matter who it comes from. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but you also got to be extra careful that we don't discount ourselves or think ourselves ill-equipped to share the good news because of what we think people may say about us or how they may already have discredited what we've been through. But God chooses us because God knows he can depend on us to share, spread, and serve the good news. That wherever I go, I got good news. Because I'm a domino. And even though I may not look like who you think I am, don't you discredit what God's already done for me. And what God has done for me, I'm going to share with you. Because the same God that did it for me, the same God that delivered me, the same God that healed me, the same God that made a way for me, the same God that paid bills for me, it's the same God that can do it for you. I dare you to touch somebody. Tell them I'm a domino. I just want to touch you so you can feel God's presence. I just want to touch you so you can feel God's blessings on my life. I just want to touch you so you can understand you're sitting next to a miracle. I just want to touch you so that if I touch you, you can touch somebody else. And you can touch somebody else. And we all leave touch with the good news of Jesus. Look at somebody, tell them I'm just a domino and I'm just trying to touch you. I'm just trying to bless you. I'm just trying to help you understand that God is able. I just want to share my testimony so that you can know that the same God that got me through is the same God that can take you through. I'm just a domino, a regular old domino, a little similar domino to all the other dominoes. But I believe that if I touch you, then God can shake something inside of you. I dare you to just touch somebody. Touch them again until they feel your power. Touch them again until they feel the Holy Ghost. Touch them again until they feel a miracle. Touch them again until they feel favor. Touch them again until they feel God's covered. Touch them again until they feel the strength. Touch them again until they get peace. Touch them again until they got joy. Is there anybody in here?
that'll touch somebody because you've been touched. You've been blessed. You've been favored. You've been covered. You've been kept. You've been healed. You've been delivered. You've been set free. I'm just a little old domino trying to do my job and touch somebody. I'm gonna get y'all out of here. I'm gonna get you out of here. But this last thing, let me tell you this last thing before I send you home. Woo, good God Almighty. Woo. Tell somebody, you don't know who just touched you. You don't know my story. You don't know what I survived. You don't know what I came out of. You don't know what I made it through. You don't know the hell and the high water that God brought me out of. But you ought to give God glory for my touch. Because I could have been somewhere else, dead in my grave. But God kept me. Insane in a mental hospital, but God kept me. Is there anybody here that's grateful that God kept you so you can touch somebody else? I just need to touch you so you can feel a miracle. I just need to touch you so you can feel what a survivor feels like. I just need to touch you so you can know what a walking blessing looks like. I just need to touch you so you can understand that if God did it for me, I'm sorry. I should be on my third point. But for some reason, I can't get past what God's done for me. I just want to touch you because God's been good to me. I just want to touch you because God makes way for me. I just want to touch you because if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, I just wish I could touch you so you can feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Is there anybody here that'll give God glory for a touch? For a touch. I just want to touch. I just want to touch. I just want to touch you. 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 I'm just a little old domino. Just want to touch somebody. Just want to feel what a miracle feels like. I just want to touch somebody just so you can know that no matter what you've been through, that if God can bring me through it, God can bring you through it and to it. I just want to touch. I just need to touch. Just touch somebody one last time. They may be getting tired of your touch. Tell them that's what grace feels like. That's what grace feel like. Good God Almighty. I just need you to feel the power of God's grace. In other words, I shouldn't have made it. I shouldn't be here right now. But God's grace turned me into a domino so I could share the good news. Somebody else. This is the last thing I'm done. The last thing you got to always remember.